This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica receives first drawdown from IMF. Government aiming to overshoot growth targets under IMF agreement, and primary schools with limited physical education programs set to receive assistance. The details after this break.
Kids, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a lawyer.
I want to be a teacher.
A television broadcaster.
Miss, with all that is happening to the children these days, all I want is a chance to grow up.
Give our children a chance to grow up. If you know or suspect that a child is being abused, report it to the Office of the Children's Registry. Call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328. You don't have to give your name.
Children's care and protection are full mission.
Now the news. The first tranche of $207 million from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has been deposited into the Bank of Jamaica's account. Confirmation came from Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who was addressing a post-budget news conference on Friday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says of this amount, $90 million is for budgetary support and has been deposited directly to the Ministry of Finance.
This program with the fund is structured around a multi-layered reform agenda: fiscal consolidation, improvement in competitiveness, debt reduction, and improved social protection programs. The government is committed to fulfilling our obligations under this agreement.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the government's growth and development agenda, underpinned by the four-year extended fund facility with the IMF, is aimed at creating jobs and achieving sustainable improvement in the lives of all Jamaicans. She says many of the project initiatives announced by government, by their very nature and given their scale and scope, cannot be completed overnight. However, the transformation process has started.
These initiatives, which we are fast-tracking, will create thousands of jobs and certainly opportunities for Jamaican businesses. They will have a positive impact on economic growth and national development.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says economic reform will come with challenges. However, Jamaica can overcome these challenges with the right mix of policies and programs, coupled with steely determination and perseverance. The Prime Minister also affirmed that the government is committed to fulfilling its obligations under the IMF agreement. And Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is aiming to overshoot the growth targets that have been conservatively set under the agreement with the IMF.
The mission of the administration, now that we have concluded this phase of the negotiations, is to try to augment the positive growth side over and above those expectations.
Dr. Phillips reiterated that the IMF program is difficult but necessary. He states, though, that as a country, Jamaica can either talk itself into what he calls the depth of despondency and hopelessness, or its citizens can decide to move with hope, confidence, and faith that the country will achieve the objectives set. And primary schools with limited physical education programs are to receive assistance. The Education Ministry is calling for at least one teacher from each of these schools to volunteer for special training in physical education. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites issued the call during the launch of the SEPRAD InSports Primary Schools Athletics Championships on Friday.
But we want to encourage at least one teacher in every primary school to volunteer for special training as a physical education expert. It's our hope that in the next few years, that will mean that there is a person, a good physical education instructor in every single primary school in Jamaica.
The aim of this initiative, the minister notes, is to increase the level of physical education training in primary schools without having to find additional funds to hire new teachers. The education ministry will seek to provide incentives for teachers who complete the special training in physical education. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.